From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, as funeral services were underway at a Shiite mosque in Mosul, Iraq, an explosion rocked the building. The work of an apparent suicide bomber killed nearly 50 people and wounded nearly 100. The attack is likely to feed growing impatience among Iraqis as they wait for a government that can quell the daily violence. It's been 5 weeks since the Iraqi election, and in Baghdad today there was a step toward a new government. Political parties say they've agreed on the broad outlines of a power-sharing arrangement. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has been covering the day's events from Baghdad.
U.S. soldiers cordoned off Mosul's Tamim neighborhood and evacuated casualties from the Shiite mosque where the suicide bomber struck. The Al Jazeera television network reported that a man with explosives on his belt detonated at a funeral service for a local leader, Sheikh Hisham Muhammad. Many Iraqis say they fear that insurgents are taking advantage of the delay in forming a new government to step up their attacks. And the birth of a new government, they say, is being held hostage to factional politics. As he tends his clothing shop in Baghdad's Karada district, Jawad Abdul Qadim voices doubts that the factions can reach an agreement. Everyone wants the lion's share for himself. It's obvious, he says. This guy wants to be prime minister, and the other guy wants to be president. Today, after 2 weeks of negotiations, Iraq's main Shiite coalition said that it reached an agreement with the main Kurdish bloc. According to Saad Jawad, a leading Shiite politician, the agreement formalized a Shiite-Kurdish alliance that will give the two groups the two-thirds majority they need to get measures through the assembly. Neither the Shia nor the Kurds have announced the agreement's contents. Iraqi Interim Minister of Industry Hachim al-Hassani is a member of the Sunni-dominated Iraqiyun Party. He says that the two sides must first address each other's most basic concerns before they can hammer out any details, such as cabinet posts.
So right now, in the first stage of the negotiation, all we talk about it, you know, these policies, what are we going to do about the security forces? What are we going to do about federalism, religion, state, where we are standing on it?
One of the sticking points in the negotiations has been the Kurdish demand that the northern city of Kirkuk be included in an autonomous Kurdish area. The Shiite politicians say that the agreement reached today will leave the details of this matter to be decided when the National Assembly drafts a new constitution. But the Kurds had previously rejected that idea. Abdul Karim al-Anizi is on the political bureau of the Islamic Dawah Party, one of the main Shiite groups. He argues that the Kurdish parties have been too narrowly focused on their own ethnic and regional interests.
We told them that we should meet the demands of all Iraqis, and that is how the demands of the Kurdish brothers will be met. The emphasis on the demands of the Kurds makes the political sides feel that there is a non-Iraqi tendency, a tendency that might support secession.
Once the Shiite-Kurdish alliance has been cemented, they're expected to seek support from leading Sunni Muslim groups. The Shia and Kurds have both pledged to reach out to the Sunnis, who largely stayed out of the January 30th elections. Ayad al-Samarai, Deputy Secretary General of the Sunni-led Iraqi Islamic Party, says this pledge so far hasn't led to any concrete offers.
But the problem till now, I mean, they didn't discuss in details what they mean by that and how they will give the chance for the Sunnis to take share either in the government or in writing the constitution, probably because they are still now they have problems how to solve this argument now between them and the others.
Between now and the first meeting of the National Assembly on March 16th, many details of the new government and its power-sharing structure remain to be discussed. But every day the politicians talk, insurgent attacks claim more lives. Today in Baghdad, gunmen dressed in police uniforms stopped Police Lieutenant Colonel Ahmed Obeis at a fake checkpoint. They shot him and two of his officers to death as an accomplice videotaped the scene. Shopkeeper Qadim expressed a stoic patience about waiting for a new government to clean things up. If something good for the Iraqi people comes out of this delay, he says, we're ready to wait. We've waited 35 years, he says, and we can wait for another two or three. But if nothing good comes of it, Qadim adds, he will have risked his life at the ballot box for nothing. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Baghdad.